Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I want to welcome Rick Manning, who's the president of Americans for Limited Government, to the show today to talk about coronavirus, our national and international story here. Rick, this strikes me as one of those things where liberals won't let a crisis go to waste as they try to convince the average American, A, that this is a life-changing, earth-shattering event, the spread of a new flu, and that government expansion would somehow fix the problem more efficiently than what we're seeing private industry deal with at the moment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Democrats really, it's very sad when you think about it. You have a crisis, you have a flu that we don't know what the real effect will be. We do know China's on the downhill side of it and hasn't had as many deaths as people predicted, nearly as many people infected as was predicted. But, you know, we don't know really what the impact's going to be in terms of the U.S., in terms of the economy, in terms of people's lives. And it's really clear that the Democrats are intent on using this to try to push for their nationalized healthcare system that they so desperately want, by playing on people's fears that the existing system is failing, when nothing could be further from the truth. And that's the, we've got more than 80 vaccines that are being tested right now. We've got actual treatments that are being tested, all because private companies are moving forward with ideas, different ideas, not just one idea picked by the government, but different ideas that they all have as scientists trying to find the right answer to this. And at the back end of the coronavirus, we may discover that we end up with a much better treatment for future flus of all types, because we had so many brains put on the problem so rapidly because of the potential devastation that it could have caused.
Now, is that a profit motive here for these companies?
Well, it is a profit motive. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, when you get down to it, the company that finds the golden ticket is going to have something very, very valuable. And now the federal government may choose to make the vaccine available to everybody for free by paying for it from the company. The federal government may choose a lot of different actions. But the one thing is, if the federal government were directing the research and directing the operation, they'd be picking winners and losers from the outset. And when you pick winners and losers in science, everybody loses because you don't know what's going to win. You don't know what's going to work. You don't know until you get to the final testing. You don't know what two combinations might be better together that wouldn't have been discovered unless found independently.
Yeah, a lot of people have been reflexively trained to think that a profit motive is equivalent to evil. And in this case, it may well result in multiple solutions, and then we pick the best one.
Well, the profit motive will, you know, first of all, I would never say the profit motive is evil myself. The profit motive is what creates all innovation in this country. So you have, but yeah, we're likely to come up with multiple solutions that have different and really advanced science because of the profit motive. Mm-hmm. So it's a positive thing. One of the things the Democrats are thinking of doing is to try to take this this threat and say, well, people are going to get surprise medical bills who end up getting the coronavirus or have to take testing because none of the tests might not be on plan and all this stuff. And so they're going to sit there and say, we need to have deal with surprise medical billing as a whole and create a one-size-fits-all pricing structure for all medical treatments. That's the pathway to socialized medicine. Once you overcome the differences in prices, mandate those by the federal government, then it's just a matter of who pays the bill. And the federal government will replace private insurers in no time, and you'll end up with socialized medicine with rationing that goes with it. It's just a necessary part of socialized medicine. So we've got to be very careful about what the Democrats are going to try to put into place as a solution to the problem, because they are their first and foremost objective is to centralize power and centralize ideas. And quite honestly, anybody who believes that all the good ideas in this country come out of Washington, D.C., has not been paying attention.
Yeah, hadn't lived there and worked with these people. Was it surprising to you that Bernie Sanders jumped right in yesterday and said, if I become president, everybody's going to get this for free? I mean, I just run the numbers. If it was $5 a dose, that's a pretty expensive bill.
Well, Bernie Sanders doesn't really understand costs and what the real costs we're talking about. Yeah. You know, we he didn't do this, but we saw it from some MSNBC people, Brian Williams being one, and the New York Times editor, who said that if Michael Bloomberg had used the entire $500 million he spent on his campaign, that the 330 million people in America all would have received $1 million.
Right.
And in fact, they all would have received $1.52.
Right.
So they're not really good at math, and once you get more than like 2-3 zeros, they don't really get it.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, yes, the Bernie Sanders has never seen a problem that couldn't be solved by taking your money out of your pocket to pay for the solution for somebody else.
You got to stand up against it, and I appreciate you coming on the air to shoot up the warning flares. Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.